Hey, this is the one and only Mickey Three, and you're listening to the Dino with Brett Mason, the best in native music, baby. Stay tuned, we got you.
Tonight, we have for you a brand new true Hollywood story.
Prince came in, and he was with his whole crew, and he had this other cat named Mickey Free. And Mickey Free was like the new cat in Shalimar that when he joined the group, I heard mad cats like, yo, Shalimar got a new girl in there, man. That bitch fine like a motherfucker. They was talking about Mickey Free, man. Okay? Mickey Free is not a girl, all right?
Did you see the episode of Dave Chappelle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What'd you think of that thing?
Oh, loved it. You, that's a true story, by the way.
The shirts against the blouse.
Totally accurate to every point of the whole story.
You guys got together and you guys play basketball?
Oh, definitely.
And you got game?
Oh, definitely. And he don't.
And he don't.
He was playing basketball in 6-inch heels. Well, how's that even possible?
And be honest, it ain't that I'm that great. He's just so bad.
Is that right? Yeah. Did you have pancakes afterwards?
Well, I didn't make them, but we had pancakes. Yeah.
He took us in the house to serve us pancakes.
Pancakes. Blouses. Prince did it.
Prince did it. Yeah, so it was a 3-on-3 game.
Yeah, man. And that's how it went down.
Right. Yellow bird, yellow bird.
The title track of Crystal Shawanda's Church House Blues winded on that block of great Native American music today on Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, well, be sure to be on the lookout at gynomusic.fm for the archive version. You're missing out on a great conversation. I have the great good fortune of being joined on the phone with Mickey Free. He saw Jimi Hendrix at 12 years old. Redbone helped to fuel that fire, got discovered by Gene Simmons in high school. And, of course, Gene helped you get into Shalimar. You know, I don't want to keep jumping back to that, but we're talking about a great new collection of tunes. Hopefully, Mickey, everything's going to be opening back up here soon. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I know you are as well.
Yeah.
Do you have plans to get on the road?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, just like you said, fingers crossed, stuff is opening up again, tours are coming back, people are going out, and, you know, COVID and diseases like that are here to stay, baby. You know, we just got to live with them, learn how to work with it, learn how to stay healthy, stay safe. But that's life. It's life. Sure. You know what I'm saying? So we roll with it. We do the best we can. And stay safe, man. Stay safe. And, you know, speaking of Shalimar, I got to just tell everybody this. When they first asked me to join Shalimar, I didn't even know who Shalimar was.
No, okay, they'd been around for a while point.
Oh, yeah, they were big.
Yeah,
they had
huge
hits, and I didn't know who they were. And so this is a good story now, Brett. So me and Gene Simmons jumped in Gene's Rolls Royce, okay, and went to this place in LA called Tower Records. They're gone now, but they used to be a big, huge store chain. Mm. So this really dates it. So we bought the CD, put it in Gene's roll, and started playing it. I'm like, I don't like that. I'm not joining that band. I said, no way. And we looked them up. They had big records, and they were huge about that time. And Gene Simmons looks at me and goes, listen, the Kiss Company and I will negotiate it so that you get your solo deal right after you join Shalimar. He said, because they're so popular, Mickey, and it'll be like getting into a limousine instead of a taxi cab, your first nighting out. Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, baby. I got just what he meant. Long story short, I joined Shalimar. I win a Grammy. I'm Prince. It takes interest. You know, I tour the world. I cross Shalimar over into the pop genre because of our song Dancing in the Sheets. Because I don't know if the fans know, but Shalimar was basically an R&B band, a black band that was very, very successful in the R&B world. But when I joined it, I crossed over to pop because of my rock and roll flair, let's say, and the way I looked. Because at that time, everybody wanted a guy that looked like Prince, you know. And in the 80s, we all looked like Prince, people of color, you know, indigenous people. Black folks trying to do this, but I wasn't copying anybody.
It was just the look.
Who I am. Yeah. It was just the style and the look. So, you know, I was doing it my whole life. As a matter of fact, when Prince first came out, I didn't know who he was either. People were calling me up going, there's a guy out there, a black guy trying to steal your look, man. He's wearing ruffle shirts like you. And oh yeah, like you. And I go, who is it? And they go, this guy named Prince. So I looked it up and I saw him. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But everyone needs to know that you can't steal my look or a look because we all get all that drip from Jimi Hendrix.
That's
okay,
right.
Jimmy's the one, that started all that flash and roll and panache. And you know, it's part of my whole image and the way I do things. I don't wake up in the morning and go, I'm going to wear snakeskin boots and a purple pair of pants and this and that. No, I wake up and put on whatever I want. And it turns out it's funky, and the drip is crazy. So it works for me, Brad. Yeah. It works for me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, and you know what? I mean, I think that's kind of been a theme that we've been weaving throughout today's show, too. I mean, it is about the show, right? You know, and of course, having Gene Simmons as a mentor, that is Mr. Show right there, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, when Gene discovered me, he named me, I think this, the Dark Idol, IDOL. Yeah, I loved it. And so, Mickey Free, the Dark Idol. So he taught me everything about the music business, him and Diana Ross. And I run my company now, which is called Dark Idol Music Company. Like, Kiss's brand because of Gene Simmons. You know, it's very cool. I was very fortunate. And Gene taught me the ins and outs of the music business. So to this day, Brett, I'm very lucky because I own 100% of my publishing, which is unheard of.
Sure.
Because everybody sold their soul to the devil in those days because they didn't know what they were doing. But I had Gene Simmons coaching me and schooling me and telling me how to do this, do that, do that. And, you know, I've been very fortunate in this business. Like I said, I own all my masters, everything I own that of mine because of Gene Simmons.
Mickey, it's
his advice.
It's been an incredible honor being able to pick your brain and listen to stories from your legendary life today. Congratulations on a fantastic new album. I can't thank you for helping to pave that way so that the visibility of Indigenous artists all across North America will continue to raise. History is going to be kind to that, Mickey. And, we really pay honor to those who kind of came before us. And I hope to see you out on the road, and I hope you'll join me again on Gyno.
You got it, baby. Let me tell you something right now before I go. Your voice sounds like Gene Simmons on the phone. You sound like Gino. You sound like Simmons, man, for real. And you can take that to the bank. Wherever I'm playing, within earshot, you're my invited guest VIP. Bring your friends, bring your family, all around, baby. It's on Mickey Free. I'm so happy to be on your show, to talk to you, Brett, a native voice out there pushing for our peoples. Love you, man. Dig it. I'm glad you like my record. We shall meet again, Brad.
Get stuck. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.